Jake had an interesting sort of game, just ebbed and flowed across the 4 days. In the end, though, SA didn't get points, but a good final day came out of it with a, not so much a positive result, but a result that will give you some hope heading on forward in the season.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be hard to play a positive brand of cricket when you're 5-for-25 in the first session of day one. Mm. So from then, as I've said to the boys, you know, we've had some good chats about trying to be a little bit more gritty, a little bit harder, a little bit more team orientated, really drive that everyone supporting everyone mould, and hopefully that can, you can see that throughout the back end of the first innings, through to the bowling effort, and then through to this batting today. So hopefully it's good steps forward to take to Tasmania.
And from your own perspective, from your form today, you had to temper your natural game probably a little bit at times, but it was a strong innings leading from the front.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, there's lots of people that can be under pressure at different times, whether it's Head and Carey trying to play for Australia, or myself stepping in as a role, trying to lead from the front, young Thomas Kelly trying to play his first game of the season, trying to get some runs. So there's always different responsibilities and ebbs and flows that happen throughout a game and a career, and for me that was pretty important.
Speaking of guys stepping up, Harry Nilsson came back into the side, wonderful knock in that first innings with 90 runs, along with McAndrew, turned things around for you.
Yeah, Harry's a quality player. I think it's just a bit unfortunate that we have Alex Carey for the start of the season, who is also a quality player as he's Australia's test keeper right now. So, you know, it's great to see that we do have some depth coming in when Aussie players leave us. So it was awesome to see Harry do that.
And one more game coming up before the Big Bash kicks off with Tasmania down there. I guess one more chance to get that win on the board, the first win for the season.
Yeah, so we're, you know, 5 games in, but there's no one really streaking away in the season, because there has been a fair few draws so far and just an odd win here and there. So hopefully we can go down there, play some gritty hard cricket, and if we happen to come out on the right side of it down in Tassie, we go to one win and pretty much level with most competition from there. So let's go down there with confidence from this game, the back end of this game, and play the way we want to.
Thanks, Jack. Much appreciated.
Easy. Thank you.